doing out here, sir? Sitting here? Are you homeless? How come? Where are you from, sir?
I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
We brought you something.
Thank you, sir.
That's for you.
All right, thank you.
You're from Knoxville, Tennessee. Do you work?
I will work.
Huh?
I will work. I can't get off now.
Why is that?
I need work.
I'm sorry.
I need work.
You need work.
I need money.
Yeah.
I do construction, road construction.
Uh-huh.
Run bulldozers.
Yeah.
Build a house.
Yeah.
I'm an architect. Woodwork.
Really?
Yeah.
And how come, why, there's places all over hiring that... Hire. I see people all over in these towns hiring people.
Don't have an ID.
You don't have an ID?
Doesn't have an ID.
Why don't you get one?
Huh?
Can you get an ID?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Well, why don't you get one then?
Yeah.
You should get one because I've heard stories like that. If you get an ID, then you can go and you can apply for all kinds of jobs at McDonald's and all over, and then get a chance to get a job and kind of build yourself up from there.
Yeah.
Right?
Kid.
That'd be the way to go.
I know.
Yeah. So you could work.
I can.
Yeah, you just got to get that. In there, in that bag is a gospel track.
Okay.
It tells you how to find eternal life because we love our neighbor.
We already know what the word is.
Really?
I read the word of God.
You do?
Yeah.
What, do you know how to find eternal life?
Yes.
How do you find eternal life?
Praying to Jesus, reading the word, believing in him.
Okay.
Great mighty God.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. There's more to the gospel than that, though. Let me share it with you. It is faith in Christ. Jesus Christ was fully man, fully God. But also the Bible, Jesus himself said, unless you repent.
Yes, I already do.
Okay. So if you repent, that means you change your mind and your heart from your ways and my sinful ways to his ways. So that means then we follow his word. We keep his word, his laws. He tells us to keep man's laws. He tells us to work for a living, to provide for ourselves. So this is part of honoring God. So faith, repentance, and then the Bible says you be born again.
I am.
You're spiritually born again. So you're a born again man of God. The Bible says you be born again. Then the Bible says as fruit that you're born again of God, you obey God's word in holiness and obedience to prove that he's at work in you. And then the last part of the gospel is you have to endure in that faith and continue on the rest of your life. If you turn away, you turn back on your saving faith at any point, you'll perish.
You will.
Yeah.
Anybody
so good.
Will.
So you know that. Do you have a Bible? You must have a Bible.
I don't have one.
You don't have a Bible?
No.
No? How come?
Lost it.
You lost it. Wow. Do you want one?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
If I gave you my Bible, would you keep it?
Yes, I would.
It's kind of big. Would you keep it and use it? Because I don't have another... Deb, you don't have another Bible with you, do you?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. We love for people... It's an old Bible, but you know what? It's a good Bible. The King James Bible. Make sure I got all my stuff out of here.
Okay.
So where do you go? What do you do at night? How do you sleep? What do you...
Go under the I-90 bridge.
Under the I-90 bridge. You do. I even have tabs installed in here for you.
Okay.
Making sure I don't have nothing else in here. Oh, I do. More in the back. How long have you been homeless?
Been here 15 years. A long time.
Have you been homeless 15 years?
More than that.
More than that. When was the last time you had a job and worked?
A long time ago.
Really? You know, that's not a good witness for a man of God. You know that. So how do you want to change that?
You got to go find a job.
Yeah, but you got to get that ID card.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping you.
We'll hire a person to help.
Yeah, remember something. If you're really born of God, the Bible says you obey God's word.
Yep.
And God's word says that a man should work or he doesn't eat. We brought you some food because we love you.
Okay.
But... if you don't work, you can't expect God to continually promise to feed you because the Bible says if you don't work, it says you're worse than an unbeliever. Did you know that?
I know.
So you got to think about that. Because
yeah.
You're probably, if you walk around stuff, you're probably well enough to do some type of job.
Yes.
Yeah. So you really need to consider that. That's where repentance comes in.
I know.
Okay? And that's where you begin to follow God's word in obedience as fruit that he's at work in you. But if you just do your own way... Is that the fruit that he's in you?
Somebody drive up right now and offer me to mow the yard. Heck yeah.
It offered to do what?
Mow a yard, whatever.
Yeah, I understand that. But you need more regular job than that, because you can't just, you can't make your way through life just mowing one yard. You need a regular job, a regular income, right? And so you need to break your habit of not working by getting that ID card and then going out and getting a job and then work your way back up. And then I know there's people that will help you in these small towns when it comes to finding an apartment and for lower income and all that type of stuff, right? Yeah. And that's what we really want. We really want to point people towards that truth. And that's what you need most of all. More than food, more than a $20 bill, you need the truth of God and you need to obey it. Because guess what? Today could be your last day on earth. And what if you're not obeying God on your last day on earth? What do you think is going to happen to you? You know that. It's not just faith that gets you to heaven.
No.
It's faith, but then followed up by works, which is obedience, which proves that God is in work in you. Right?
It says, he that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're not from here. We're rolling through this town. We're walking through town with our gospel sign, preaching the good news. And I'll give you this Bible of mine if you promise to keep it and read it.
I will.
I'm taking sure I don't have no more of my stuff in there, because you don't need my stuff in there. And you already got a gospel track from us. We have a, if you ever get a job and you ever are able to get online, we have a huge website at don'tperish.com, and we teach people how to find the biblical gospel, which I just explained to you, how to be the New Testament body of Christ. You don't go to a church building on Sunday. That's man-made religion, and that's false and full of sin. We were just standing out at one today. They're false and full of sin, and they're not of God. And then we teach people, again, about exposing all of those false ways, whether it's a man not working for a living or a modern pastor sitting there taking everybody's money.
Yep.
None of these things are of God.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So we need to make sure that we're striving in the things of God as evidence that we're born of Him.
Yes. Thank you.
My phone number is on that gospel track in there.
Okay.
And if we could ever help you and you're serious about getting off the street and really cleaning yourself up and striving in the things of God, you can call us. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark? Again, I'm Jim. That's Debbie.
Debbie, hi.
We love you.
Okay.
We want the best for you.
All right.
That's why we preach the truth with you.
Okay.
All right? It's been great talking to you.
All right. Have a few days.
You too. And can I ask you a question?